Shalom and greetings and Messiah, beloved ones. The fall holy day season of the Lord culminates with the great Feast of Sukkot, or Tabernacles. And the Feast of Tabernacles really is about two things. Number one, it's about thanking God for all His goodness. It's called the Great Feast of Thanksgiving. And in fact, the prophet Zechariah tells us that during the millennial age, all God's people, Jew and Gentile alike, will worship Him during the Feast of Tabernacles. Why? Because there's always a time to be thankful. So the Feast of Sukkot is a time where we thank the Lord for all He's done in our lives. And there's also an element of faith tied to it because we're looking forward to God's goodness towards us in the year ahead. Additionally, the Feast of Sukkot or Tabernacles is about the children of Israel remembering how when they were in the wilderness for 40 years, from the time they left Egypt to the time that they eventually entered into the Promised Land, during those 40 years in the wilderness, God gave them supernatural provision. They built temporary shelters there called Sukkot. That's why it's called the Feast of Tabernacles, the little dwelling places that they lived in during those 40 years. Once again, we would say in English, we're called tabernacles. The New Testament sometimes refers to them as booths. So we read, for example, the Feast of Booths. This is all part of the same feast, the Feast of Sukkot. Sukkot is just the Hebrew word, again, to say booths. So they lived in these temporary shelters. And remember, for 40 years, 6 days a week, there was supernatural manna on the ground. The water came out of a rock. God supernaturally caused the quail to fall in the day at night. And so there was a supernatural provision from Hashem during these 40 years. And we think about that and we remember that, how God was all Israel had in the wilderness. But you know what? He was enough. He provided for all their needs. You know, Paul tells us that my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The Feast of Tabernacles is also one of the three pilgrims' feasts where the Lord commanded Israel to come to Jerusalem to worship Him and to raise an offering to Him. Every Israelite was to come and present an offering to the Lord. And the Lord actually said in the Torah, "Let no man come before me empty-handed." What we have found here at Discovering the Jewish Jesus is many people that tie into the Lord through this ministry because they love the Jewish roots of their faith, they want to present a special offering to the Lord, just like Israel did during this season. If you're listening today and you're moved in your heart that you just love God, you just want to worship Him and present a special tabernacles offering to Him just like ancient Israel did, there's instructions on the screen as to how to do that, or you can do so at our website, discoveringthejewishjesus.com. God loves you today. God bless you. I love you today. Much simcha to you. Much joy. This is Rabbi Schneider saying shalom and happy holiday.